your shine's not a door. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tomatouis. Darzies.
Together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast. We're talking about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
How are you doing, bud?
Good. What?
Good.
I was very confused.
I'm also doing good, I guess. Good. Feeling a little tired today.
You seem rather sleepy.
Yeah.
It hasn't started any work yet.
I know. That's probably why, is because it's just been a kind of a lazy day. Usually we podcast after a full day and evening.
Yeah,
and
but then
so,
you'd think you'd be more tired at that point, but for some reason you're not normally this tired.
Yeah, I don't know. Not sure why.
It's a weird Friday.
Yeah, it is a weird Friday. We're coming at you today during the daytime.
Changing it. Well, to you, it could be whatever time you're listening, but to us, it's daytime.
Daytime for us. So, feeling a little awake. Are you feeling awake or
I'm
sleepy?
Wide awake.
I'm wide awake. That's all. That's the only part of that song I know.
I'm wide awake.
And the thought of the lights, Dan. I'm wide awake. Isn't that part of it?
Could be. Why not?
What did you think of when she did this? When she did the
I don't know who she is.
Katy Perry.
Oh, I didn't realize she sang that song.
That's her. Yeah.
I'm not really a pop song person, so.
Okay. What about when she did the Super Bowl halftime show?
It just seemed really short and lackluster.
Really? Yeah. It was just weird. And she came out on the big lion, or tiger, or whatever it was.
Was that this year? Lion.
No, that was the year before, I think. I don't know what this past year was.
I don't remember either.
This past year was, wasn't it, it was something weird, like Coldplay?
I don't remember. I was playing cornhole when the half.
I think it was like Coldplay or something.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Something weird.
I don't know. They haven't really been that interesting. The Bruno Mars one a couple years ago was just like 5 minutes long, and I was like, well, that seemed kind of pointless. Or maybe it was 3 years ago, and then the Red Hot Chili Pepper might have been the same.
The Red Hot Chili Pepper one was okay.
It was okay, but again, it was like really short.
Really short. It's because it's all taken up by advertising now, either commercials or advertising on the field, I think. Football is upon us, though.
Football sport.
I know that you're not big football sport guy,
I like
right?
Football.
You like it, but you're not like
not
watching
follow
every
it, like every game, every stat. I'm not that type of person.
Yeah. Who's your favorite team?
Titans.
The old Tennessee Titans?
Tennessee Titans.
Oh, nice. I'm a Green Bay Packers guy. They're playing a preseason game tonight.
Double check.
Preseason started. I don't know why we're talking about football right now.
We live life. We're
Deep Fried Geeks this week has been replaced by your weekly football review. Deep Fried Footballers. So that's kind of exciting. I mean, food gets exciting around football time.
Yeah, it does.
Because you get all sorts of great kind of food stuff. So you get chicken wings. Mm. And nachos.
Assorted potatoes, whether they're fries, skins, loaded.
Chips.
Chips and dips.
All sorts of chips and dips and stuff. Cheese and hot dogs and bratwursts and all sorts of good stuff. I like to watch football and eat barbecue.
Hmm. Can't go wrong with barbecue.
Yes, barbecue is pretty good. And chips and dips and stuff.
Chips and dip.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Food, glorious food.
This topic's a good one.
And we're not talking about football foods.
What?
Even though that would have been kind of fitting, I guess.
We'll wait till maybe starting around Super Bowl time, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Did we do that last year in Super Bowl time?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't think so. We're going to be talking about what, Time or Two Stars?
One of my favorite baked treats.
Ooh.
Often they come in dozens or baker's dozens.
Oh.
The beautiful circular donut.
Donut, yeah. So they can be baked. I think most of the time they are deep fried.
Yeah.
And they're baked too. I think the cakey ones are baked. And then you got the other one. My favorite version is the fried donuts.
Those are good too.
Yes, like Krispy Kreme variety. Oh, we'll get into that more later. Have you ever eaten a full dozen donuts in one sitting since you talked about in the ways they come?
Maybe not a full dozen, but pretty close.
Yeah, I think I'd
definitely half dozen.
Yeah, I would say probably about a half dozen, and I'd probably taken a nap afterwards. That's the one thing about donuts with me is they make me super, super duper sleepy.
And a donut doughy coma.
Hey, if you don't know what a donut is,
you're dope.
Then you're whoa, time two stars. Insulting the geeks.
Some heavy D's.
I guess there's worse D's you could drop than dope. Should we name some of them?
Not this episode.
Yeah, maybe.
Dick. I was looking at douche, and you dropped the heavy D.
Very, very heavy D.
Doofus.
Dork. Dweeb.
Oh, dweeb is a good one, too, yep. A donut is popular in many countries and prepared in various forms as a sweet snack. They can be homemade or purchased in bakeries, supermarkets, food stalls, and franchise outlets. Donuts are usually deep fried from a flour dough and typically either ring-shaped or without a hole and often filled.
Hey, I wouldn't apply anything.
Other types of batters can also be chocolate or maple glazing. In addition to flour, donuts may also include such ingredients as water, eggs, leavening, sugar, oil, shortening, natural flavors, and artificial flavors.
And yellow dye 14.
And yellow dye number 14. Isn't that what they put in Mountain Dew that's supposed to, like, cause cancer or something?
Probably. All those dyes.
Oh, that's dye number 5.
Red dye number 5, I think.
Something like that.
The bad one.
What about a Mountain Dew flavored donut?
That'd ooh, I would good. Be all into that.
Well,
I think I've had a Mountain Dew cupcake, but not a Mountain Dew donut.
Like, what about just a regular, like, Krispy Kreme donut, but then the glaze you put on that bitch? Here we go.
Here we
bitch
go again.
Again.
Unprompted.
But I guess that's my favorite word when I get passionate.
You get super
about
passionate
and
start talking about.
Bitch. The glaze you put on it is Mountain Dew flavored.
Interesting. I would be
Mountain
all up
Dew
in that.
Mountain Dew glaze, that'd be pretty good. Donuts are pretty amazing. I think in America pop culture, they are pretty huge.
Yeah.
I would say they're at the height of their popularity right now.
You think so?
I think so. You have donut shops opening all over the place. A lot of hip, like, towns and cities. You have, like, the novelty donut places that are opening. Voodoo Donuts, which I believe is located, I think they're in Pennsylvania somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then other popular donut places and on the West Coast and the East Coast. And a lot of them are novelties where they're doing crazy donuts with bacon on them or other foods. Or like I saw like a Captain Crunch donut and donuts filled with crazy stuff like gravy and just weird stuff you would never
really
think of.
I don't know about
that one. And a lot of them try to go like more breakfast scene, like putting
that
eggs
I could,
on
yeah,
it and stuff like that.
Or a burger.
Yes. Using a donut as a bun for a burger. That's really, have you had that before?
No.
Pretty amazing.
I would try that.
I went to a food stand.
Hard.
With my sister years ago, and we got a bacon cheeseburger with a Krispy Kreme donut. So what they did is they just...
Two donuts or one donut cut in half?
They took one donut cut in half.
I was a little afraid, because that might be too much.
Two donuts would be a little much,
I
think.
Intense.
So it was one donut sliced
down
the middle.
Was it a regular or a glaze?
It was a Krispy Kreme glaze.
Oh, Krispy Kreme glaze.
Yeah. And then they put that... The burger was super thick, too. Probably a pound burger.
Really?
And all it was is the burger... Bacon, cheese, and that donut. That
That's all you
it.
Need. I don't think you need any condiments.
And it was pretty amazing. We cut it in half, and we each ate half. I wouldn't be able to imagine eating the whole thing.
The whole thing in one sitting?
It's pretty amazing, though.
Does it come with sides, like fries or anything? Or?
It didn't come with any sides,
I guess you don't really need
it. Because it was off of a food truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It probably would be overload or overkill or diabetes shock. Yeah. Diabetic shock.
I think...
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Donuts were really popular, I think, in the 60s and 70s in America pop culture and stuff, too. And Dunkin' Donuts, I think, played a big part in that.
Probably. They're the most mainstream donut that I know, besides Krispy Kreme, and they're like neck and neck.
It's Dunkin', yeah. I think Dunkin' is more popular for their cake donuts.
Yeah, they are.
Which, I don't really prefer the cake donuts. I like the deep-fried donuts.
I could go back and forth.
Yeah.
Mm.
History of donuts, though. Donuts have a disputed history. One theory, like how they were created. One theory suggests they were invented in North America by Dutch settlers in the 18th century.
The 19th century.
Donuts are sometimes referred to as one of the kind of olie koek, a Dutch word literally meaning oil cake, which makes sense.
Yeah,
a sweetened cake fried in fat. However, Hanson Gregory, an American, claimed to have invented the ring-shaped donut in 1847 aboard a lime trading ship when he was 16 years old. Gregory was dissatisfied with the greasiness of donuts twisted into various shapes with the raw center of regular donuts. He claimed to have punched a hole in the center of the dough with its ship tin pepper box and have later taught the technique to his mother. Smithsonian Magazine states that his mother, Elizabeth Gregory, made a wicked deep-fried dough that cleverly used her son's spice cargo of nutmeg, cinnamon, along with lemon rind, and put hazelnuts or walnuts in the center.
So does some guy from Boston run the Smithsonian Magazine? They made a wicked deep-fried dough. Wicked awesome. Science.
Wicked awesome science.
What the heck?
It popped a card.
Is that a quote from Smithsonian? Just lost a little bit of credibility in my book.
It did, yeah. And that's all from Wikipedia, so it can all be absolute bullshit.
That's that was not wicked.
Wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome.
So that's kind of what Wikipedia tells us about history of donuts. That's about all I got for the history. Right. I should have looked up more on Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
But I think Dunkin' Donuts, they were the creator of the donut holes, the if donut I remember hole as a kid.
Yeah, maybe. The munchkins.
The little munchkins. And those are pretty amazing, too.
I could eat almost a whole box.
I could, yeah. We need to. Do they still sell those at Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, you can get them, the 50 counts.
Yeah, we just need to go get a whole bunch of Dunkin'.
Forget America. We're running on Dunkin'.
Hey.
Hey.
That would be good. So, we have a 50th episode coming up.
We do!
So, we have over 50 episodes.
Please don't tell me we're going to have
bonus
like
and specials.
Eat 50 donuts.
What if we try to eat 50 donut holes apiece?
I might be able to pull that off.
Or we could.
I mean, I ate like 60 something pizza rolls. I might be able to eat 50 donut holes.
But I want to do a special like episode 2 where we have like everybody in one room. So, yeah. We do Larry and Weezer and Leviticus and you. And we can even invite Avenger.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, and I think that would be a lot
start
of fun.
Start going to town on some donuts.
Play a big game and stuff like that. But that's completely off topic.
Yep.
So, Tom.
Yep.
Every country has different versions of donuts.
I find that interesting. And
yes.
Hard to believe at the same time.
The
donut is amazing by itself. Why yes. change it?
And I think more or less, I would say, versions of pastries. Right? Okay.
Yeah,
because right. a lot of this is because what makes a donut a donut? Like, do you consider like a Boston cream an actual donut, or is that just a pastry? Right.
I would consider it a donut.
Okay.
Because it's almost made the same way, but instead of punching the hole, you fill it. You still fry it and all that stuff.
Right.
And glaze it, or put a chocolate coating on top.
Okay, so it's still the dough. You don't think it needs to have the hole in the middle to be a donut?
Nah.
So how about like a cinnamon roll? Would you count a cinnamon roll as a donut?
No. But it's not made the same way.
It's not.
That's a spiral versus like
a spiral.
I think the shape is the key. It has to be. Well, it's not just round, but
it's got to be like oval or round. Yeah. And so it can't be meticulously crafted after.
Because it might. Okay. I think it's made the same way. It's just, again, you just don't punch the hole. It goes, it glops it down.
Yeah.
And then you inject your cream.
Oh.
not your cream.
I wasn't even going there. I was just excited about talking about donuts. So what we're going to do, Tom, is I'm going to let my Time of Two Stars guess what type of donuts that they eat in these different countries.
Okay.
So this can either be humorous or it can be what you actually think they might eat in
okay.
the country. So what do you think about Morocco? What kind of donuts?
If I go to Morocco?
Go to Morocco to a little cafe stand and you're like, hey, of course my interwebs is not working right now. You're like, hey, I would like to try a donut.
The Arabian Night Cruller.
Okay.
So it's like a cruller, which is like a donut.
What is that? Do you? Is this an actual type of thing, or you're making?
I'm just saying, if I'm going there, I'm going to make it, and it's going to be called the Arabian Night Cruller.
Okay, well, why cruller? Like a crawler?
Not crawler, because night crawler, I was trying to put a pun on that, but a cruller. Okay. A cruller, I can't remember how it's spelled or quite how it's pronounced, but it's like a German-style pastry donut kind of thing.
Oh, so a cruller is an actual thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I think is what it's called, a cruller.
Okay. So, and what would be on this donut?
Let's see. If it's Morocco, a lot of sand. probably like bullet shells. And maybe a lot of racial tension.
Oh my god. So you went very political with this donut. My thoughts.
Knight spelled KN.
What I thought was maybe like a falafel.
A falafel donut?
Donut, like deep fried falafel, okay. And then they put icing on it.
It's like kosher icing. Because it's very like either Arab or.
Yes. I like the sand Jewish idea. The sand bullets idea. And. Racial intention.
Tastes like sand.
Believe it or not, Tom, in Morocco, savinj, S-F-E-N-J, is a similar pastry like a donut, eaten sprinkled with sugar or soaked in honey.
Oh, nice.
So pretty...
Honey makes sense.
Pretty normal.
Okay.
Honey does make sense. I liked your idea, though. That was a good idea. How about China, Tommy
China?
Two Stars?
Let's see.
This could go bad. I didn't think about how bad this could get.
We're going to make it interesting. So China, I think, is made up of a lot of, like, smaller, hard-working donuts.
Oh, my
versus,
God.
Like, the American donut. It's, like, big, fat, and, like, kind of bloated.
So, like, donut holes?
So, it's like Cheerios toppled together in one small area to make one donut. That's
oh, my gosh.
The China donut.
Okay. again, I was thinking more along the lines.
Made of wontons.
Meat made of wontons. Or cats or
something.
Cat
donut.
Cat donut.
Why you don't like donut? Oh, because it made cat? Oh, you can.
You've been at donut shop for an hour. You go home
you
now.
Go home now.
I'm trying to find China here.
You're right. It's all over the place.
China, a few sweet donut style pastries are regional in nature. Cantonese cuisine features an oval-shaped pastry called a...
Naigu Shi Sao. I think is how it's pronounced.
It translates to ox tongue pastry. Due to its tongue-like shape.
Oh, I've had those. Those are actually really good. I like them.
Where have you had those at?
Chinese buffets. You can buy them at, like, any takeout place. It looks like an ox tongue. Not
it
is
really?
An ox tongue. You just read it.
So what is it?
Ox tongue-like shape.
So what does
shape.
It taste like?
It's just like, it's like a very dry donut. It's like a donut without the glazing with sugar
okay.
on top.
All right, like powdered sugar, kind of?
Yeah. No, just regular sugar.
They also have a spherical food called Sai Jung, which is
maybe
also similar to a cream puff.
No.
Well, cream puffs
well, that's
are
good
delicious.
Too.
But dense...
There's something wrong with you, man. What's wrong with you, man?
So, well, you've had that at a Chinese buffet,
yeah.
too? I didn't know you could get Chinese donuts at Chinese buffets.
Every once in a while,
okay.
yeah. Or you can go to takeouts. Like, sometimes you can order them. Like, they come in, like, bags of, like, five or six.
Okay.
Or, like, this big.
Neat. We gotta check that out. They're denser in texture with sugar sprinkled on top.
Yeah, see, that's
and it's normally available
that's
in Cantonese restaurants in the dim sum style.
Dim sum.
Okay, Tom. So you're right. So if you want to try a Chinese donut, go to a Chinese restaurant, I guess. I never thought
probably
of that.
Pick them up right at your local Chinese food.
How about India, Tom?
India. Now, I'm betting that donut's polluted as crud.
Oh,
yeah, I just dropped it. Just got real up in here. And it's made of curry.
But
it's a spicy donut.
Spicy donut, so, like, they make a regular donut, but then they, like, sprinkle curry powder
curry
on it.
Curry powder on top. Like, Americans, they can't handle it because of the curry. It tastes fine to me. I mean, it's good to me. It tastes so good. I love it. It's good. But the Americans
are
weak.
Again.
Thank you. Even another one.
They
inject it with Slurpees.
They inject it with Slurpees?
Yeah.
What is the Slurpee called from Simpsons. What is it called? A
It's not slushy. That's not like that's the Circle K.
Squishy.
A squishy, yeah.
Squishy.
Come get that squishy. Don't know squeezing the juice.
Abu, right?
Yeah, Abu. Yeah. Abu Nahasapima Pedlon.
Wow, you know his whole name. Yeah. Look at that.
I just love it.
Should do a Simpsons trivia.
Oh, we should.
Simpsons. You'd probably beat me like always.
Yeah, maybe.
In India, a savory fried ring-shaped snack called a vada is often referred to the Indian donut as to the Indian donut. The vada is made from dal, lintel, or potato flour rather than wheat. Yeah. In North India, it is in the form of a bulging disc called daj vada and is soaked in curd.
Curd, okay.
Sprinkled with spices, sliced vegetables. Weird. Mm. On top of the sweet sour chutney.
Although sweet, the chutney is pretty good. Okay.
In South India, a vada is eaten with sambar and a coconut chutney.
Chutney's like a gravy, so they have like different types of chutney. So like a sweet and sour chutney might actually taste pretty good.
It would be good. That's exactly what I would probably like picture in my mind. What they would eat in India as donuts would be that.
Hmm.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It actually kind of looks a lot like a normal donut.
It does. So. I wonder if we could get one of those like in India, like Royal
I
India.
I wouldn't mind. Royal India is awesome. I don't mind.
We'll go in there and be like, can we have a vada, please? And see what they say.
Okay. You want one vada, two vada? What kind of chutney you want?
Sweet and sour, please.
Okay.
Alright, so we're here. We're ready to offend some more people.
Here we go. We forgot South Africa.
I'm not going down the line. I'm just picking random.
Okay.
Iran.
Iran? Oh, but I had a good one for South Africa.
Okay,
all right,
okay,
Iran.
Go do South Africa.
It's the
South Africa.
Nelson Mandonut.
That's a different country.
It's such a good donut, but you can't eat it for 20 years because they have to put it in prison. But it's such a good donut. It leads all the other donuts and inspires them from prison.
Such an inspiring donut.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome, Tom. That's good. How about Iran?
Iran. I'm not sure where I should take it with the word, so it's like a really thin donut because it ran. Or it's like a suicide donut.
Oh.
You take a bite and it blows your head off.
Oh, my God.
I'll take a Akbar! See, it's okay because I'm making fun of everybody on the list.
So it's
makes not
it
racist
okay.
If I make fun of everybody, right?
You're right.
Because I made fun of Americans as the fat, soggy donut.
The fat, soggy donut. With bacon
and
barbecue on it. Butter. Iran, the Persian Zulbia and Bami Hai are fritters of various shapes and sizes coated in sugar syrups.
Mm.
Donuts are also made in the home in Iran, referred to as donuts, even in the singular. Interesting.
So make up. Okay.
How about Japan, Tommy?
Japanese donuts. It sits on a bed of rice. Probably with a piece of salmon or tuna on top, maybe some unagi, some fresh squid,
sweet sushi.
And then if you don't like the donut, you dishonor his family. It cuts itself.
You don't like donut?
You dishonor my dory.
Would you try a donut like an actual donut we know now, but like a little donut hole, like deep fried Krispy Kreme? But then do you put, like, wasabi and, like, tuna on it, like a sushi donut?
I'd try it.
We should try that.
I would try that.
Yum.
Just a little splash of wasabi. I don't want it to be overwhelmed my senses.
Yes.
But definitely tuna and salmon.
In Japan, and donut, bean paste donut, is widely available at bakeries. A bean paste
like a
donut.
Red bean? Because it's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's filled with red bean paste. Look at that. That's interesting.
That looks pretty good.
It's similar to Germany's, but we're going to Germany next. Look at that.
Yeah.
Except it contains red azuki paste. Mr. Donut is one of the most popular donut chains in Japan, native to Okinawa, as a spheroid pastry similar to donuts called satanagi. So it looks like a donut hole almost.
Yeah, it almost looks like a stuffed donut hole.
Filled with bean paste.
Red bean paste. That's okay. That's probably pretty
interesting.
Good. Because red beans are actually really sweet.
Okay. You think they add stuff to it, like sugar to the paste, probably?
Probably. Yeah. Looks like it's got a little bit of confectioner sugar or powdered sugar on it.
Now we're gonna travel the globe some more and go to Germany,
Tom. Das Donut, huh?
Yeah.
So it's beer battered off right off the bat.
Yeah, would you like to try my donuts?
And a lot of repression.
That was bad.
Would you like to try the donut?
Eat the donut! You'll enjoy it! It's very good!
It's good!
Eat it! Good donut!
It's very good!
So, beer battered.
Yeah.
Full of repression. We don't talk about the donut and its history. Just eat the donut. Don't talk about it.
Oh, man.
Where was this donut made? That's made in a camp somewhere. Don't worry about it. Just eat the donut.
This went in a completely different direction I thought it was going to go into.
Yes, it was made in a concentration camp. Hope you can live with yourself, Germany.
I like the beer. I like the beer.
The
idea.
Beer battered donut. That the actually does sound practical and good. Taking like a sweet ale. Not an ale, but I guess maybe a lager.
Filling
it
with some pork or sauerkraut. Some brats.
I don't know about sauerkraut. I would love sauerkraut, but not on my donut. Unless it's like a non-sweet donut, then maybe like... I don't know. I could try that.
Like a savory donut?
Yeah. Like almost like a go nice with a nice piece of like steak or... like I'm trying to think of like German meats. Like, German bologna is pretty good, but whatever.
And parts of Germany.
Spatzel on the side.
Yum. I love Spatzel. Mm. The donut equivalents are called Berliners.
Berliner.
But not in the capital city of Berlin itself. In neighboring areas where they are called Pfannkuchen.
Pfannkuchen.
There you go, that's better. Which is often found misleading by people in the rest of Germany who use the word Pfannkuchen to describe a pancake. Which is also a literal translation of it. In Middle Germany, they're called Kruppi or Pfannkuchen. That's the same word.
You're confusing it.
In Southern Germany, they're also called Krapfen. Why are they hanging out like seven different names?
Because it's German.
And are especially popular during carnival season.
Okay.
So it looks kind of like a... what are those donuts we eat with all the powdered sugar and they got the custard filling?
Not a Boston cream that's got like a chocolate cover.
Yeah. I think it's just like a custard donut, right?
It might be.
The custard filled donut, you fill the custard. That's what it looks like. It looks a little dense though.
That makes me think of like when John F. Kennedy went to Berlin after World War II and he goes to the people. He's trying to say, I am of Berlin, which is Ich bin ein Berlin. But he said, Ich bin ein Berliner. So he's literally said to the German people, I am a donut.
That's amazing.
Yeah, a little bit of history for you, people.
I didn't know. So how did they react to that?
They probably were like, what the hell?
Why is he a donut? So I had a couple more.
The president seems to be off his mind. He needs to stop spending time with Marilyn Monroe and go back to work.
I was going to do some more, but I don't want to offend any more people. So we're going to do Russia.
Russia. So obviously,
all the people we can have war with.
Yeah, right. All the people that already kind of hate us. So it's soaked in vodka and probably made of beets. It's a very bitter donut. Doesn't taste very good. Probably very hairy.
Yeah, I think it would just be very savory, like with meat in it, like a donut, like meat in the donut, deep fried meatball,
like
or something.
A mead donut, not
cheese.
Mead. Cheese. It's made of beets.
Beets,
and it's hairy, and it's soaked in vodka.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I would love to try a donut soaked in vodka.
It tastes good, and it's good for children on birthday. Happy birthday, here's vodka soda, and your pastry.
That's exactly what I think they're going to look like. Look at that. In Russia and other post-Soviet countries, punschki... Okay, they have punschkis. That makes sense.
You've had punschkis?
I've had punschkis. Punschkis is a big thing up in Michigan.
Okay.
Because you have a lot of Polish people there.
Okay.
That's all I want you. Our very popular sweet donut with many fast and simple recipes available in Russian cookbooks for making them at home as breakfast or coffee pastry. So it's basically a big ball of fried dough. And then they cover it in powdered sugar on the outside. And usually the punschkis are filled with, like, cherries and strawberries peaches. A lot of, like, fruit preserves and stuff like that.
Hmm.
They're pretty amazing. They're very, very unhealthy.
Another thing that's not on our list, beignets.
Beignets are delicious. And
like a French Creole kind of donut.
From French. And then you get them in New Orleans and stuff. Yeah. Beignets are pretty amazing. And they put literally like a mountain of powdered sugar on
powdered sugar and whatever kind of sauce. It's really, they're very soggy, but they're good.
So, these funny jokes related to other countries don't have necessarily, aren't our opinions. They're funny jokes that we're having a good time with. So, quick little.
I don't know about you. I don't think I'm crazy. I meant everything I said.
We love all the people of these other countries that we talked about.
And actually, looking at all the pictures, I really want to try their donuts.
Yes, put them in our mouth.
Yep.
Hashtag. So, Tom, what is your favorite type of, so, in America, we have all sorts of different types of donuts. A lot of these are taken from other countries and stuff. We get, like, the Boston cream donuts, and I think I got a list here.
Beep, beep.
So, United States, generally, you can have fritters or Boston cream donuts, potato donuts, sour cream donuts, cider donuts, bear claws, elephant ears, regular custard donuts, Johnny cakes, Long Johns, maple
Brown
bars.
I don't know what that is, an interesting name.
Lots of different ones. Typical like Krispy Kreme donuts, sprinkle donuts, all sorts of stuff. So what is your favorite, like if you went to a donut place that served all sorts of different donuts, what's your kind of go-to?
I like the cake donut that's chocolate with the, like the white glaze over it.
Okay.
Those ones are my
favorite.
Those
are good. That's your go-to guy? Yep. My go-to is a Boston cream.
Boston cream's great too.
I love the Boston with the chocolate on it on the top and then the cream on the inside is just amazing.
Another good one, the Cronut.
I've never had a cronut.
Oh, they're good.
It's a croissant and a donut kind of hybrid,
they're
right?
Almost flaky. I don't even like calling them that, but sure.
Where have you had a cronut?
I've had some. Sometimes you can order them at like Dunkin' Donuts or something
really?
Like that. Yeah.
Okay. It sounds pretty amazing and delicious. What's the craziest like novelty donut you've ever had? Have you had anything that's super
crazy?
No,
I'm pretty straightforward. Mostly like, you know, the Christmassy ones with the Christmas sprinkles.
Okay.
But not ones with like cereal on it or bacon.
I've had bacon donuts. Excuse me. That's probably the craziest I've had is like a maple bacon donut, like a maple glaze on top, frosting, and then with the bacon. And you have the right, like the thick bacon with really salty. It's pretty amazing.
So the bacon donuts it up, the donut hits the bacon and the bacon helps the donut. It's amazing.
Yes. They're like the perfect team members.
Oh, it's the best team up right
of
there.
Making your mouth happy.
Savory. Succulent.
So can you go back to a time where like you could think of the best donut you've ever had? Like it was just perfect. Like it made your taste buds dance and you were
super happy.
No,
I've had a lot of donuts in my time and usually they're pretty good.
They're all pretty amazing.
Yeah. I want to go to like Universal Studios where they have the Lard Lad donuts and get one of those.
How did you read my mind?
Because we're one in the same.
That's so crazy. I have had those before and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where I was going to go to. Probably one of the best donuts experiences I've ever had.
Well, let me sit back and listen to your tales.
Larry and our mother. Well, not our mother.
Her mother.
Her mother and my wife, we went to Universal Studios. And we were going to the places and they have
the
census area.
The Matt Trio.
So it was snack time. So we got one of the Lard Lad donuts. These things are...
They're
giant.
Big from what I, yeah.
Size of a Frisbee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I would say.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
About Frisbee size. And it's basically a fried donut. So it's like a Krispy Kreme donut.
Soft.
They take a soft Krispy Kreme warm donut. And then they put the pink frosting all around it. And the sprinkles.
Nice.
And so it looks exactly like you would think the Homer Simpson Lard Lad donut would look like. But it is amazing. Have you ever had pink frosting before? Pink frosting is amazing anyways.
I mean,
put it on a donut. Yeah, but it's got that almost cotton candy type flavor to it. And it was warm and soft
and
moist.
You just almost passed out right there in the Universal.
It was the perfect donut experience.
Why is he taking his pants off in the middle of the
ball? He had a donut. Oh.
Why is he licking the donut so sensually? This is so weird. Why does he keep screaming, put it in my mouth over and over again?
What's the matter with this man?
That's probably my...
Donut.
That's probably my best donut experience.
That's pretty intense.
It was pretty amazing. What's your favorite time of day to eat a donut? Do you think?
I like to eat them in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
So, like, if I have a box and I'm just waking up, having a nice warm donut really helps.
I agree. excuse me. I love morning time with a donut. Ooh, storming outside.
Storms are brewing.
God is angry at us for our racial profiling.
Where's our social justice donut warriors?
Our donut segregation topic must come to an end.
I like morning donuts as well, Tom. Have a nice cup of coffee and a donut is great. Also, nighttime donuts.
Are you a dunker? Do you like to dunk it in your coffee?
No, not really.
No? Me neither.
I like to mix them together in my mouth. So, like, take a bite of donut and then still have it in your mouth and then swig it so you get it together.
Interesting.
Also, I like nighttime donuts where, like, you're super depressed and sad. And so you go get a box of donuts from, like, old donuts from, like, the grocery store. And you just sit in sadness watching Oprah Winfrey eating the donuts.
Oprah!
That's a pretty good time to eat donuts.
Yeah. You get a donut. You get a donut. I get a donut.
I get six donuts.
I can't remember. It was back in the late 90s, I want to say. There was a cereal that was like mini chocolate donuts. It was almost like
exactly
chocolate
what
Oreos.
You're talking about.
That was really good. I remember that. But it didn't last very long, now that I think about it. But that was pretty good.
Seems like we always have these moments since Leviticus has been taking his leave for a little while. These moments where we need him to look this stuff
we
up
do.
For us.
I miss you. I miss you.
Donut cereal. Let's see.
Can you hear the donut?
Hotter donut cereal. It's called Donuts. That was the name of it.
Was it? I don't know. It looked like little chocolate donuts, though. And those are just like donuts with cereal on them.
Fruity Pebbles donuts recipe.
Yeah.
We don't want a cereal donut. We want an actual donut cereal.
Well, you put donuts. Put donut cereal. Take that off. Maybe that'll help.
Okay.
Now, while you're searching for this, what? I don't remember that, but that looks like donuts.
Yeah, they have a Captain Crunch sprinkled donut crunch. That's the one that was coming to my mind is the powdered donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, Homer's.
Homer's? Nice.
That's kind of cool.
Dunkin' Donuts made a
cereal? Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts cereal.
That's what I'm
talking
about. That's what it was.
Yeah, Captain Crunch choc donuts.
Those were good. Okay, yeah. So now we've got cereal on the brain. What type of cereal would you like to keep like on your donuts? Like, what do you think is a good cereal?
To put on a donut?
Yeah.
I think Fruity Pebbles would be pretty good.
That's what I was thinking. Fruity Pebbles,
Fruity
or
Pebbles
chocolate Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, Lucky Charms.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Something that's all the same. So Lucky Charms is like half marshmallow, half... I don't know what the other...
I think if I put Lucky Charms on my cereal, I would just pick all the crunchy pits out and just put the marshmallows
on. Put marshmallows on instead of a sugar diabetes overload donut. Ghostbusters cereal.
Ghostbusters.
Donut time.
That's it. We want to stay away from that controversial topic. We don't want fanboys to get mad at us.
That's true. They like that movie. They're stupid. Okay.
Back. How could you like that man-hating, female-loving movie?
Donuts used. We talked about that as a bun. So, what would you like to? What other things do you think would go good?
A pie.
As a bun? Like donuts.
A donut pie.
A donut pie?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Donut pies. I think like fried chicken. I would like to try fried chicken out of donut.
Like fried chicken strips?
Yeah. Well, you know how like... Because
I just eat it. I picture myself eating like a drumstick and take a bite of the bone. I'm like, oh, no.
It costs so much. Strips, yes. Like Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
They take the chicken and they put it on a biscuit. What if you take the chicken and you put it on
a
donut?
So, like, instead of chick minis, like chick mini donuts?
Yes.
That sounds amazing.
Like it's kind of like chicken and waffles.
It is
chicken
like
and donuts.
Chicken and donuts.
Boom!
We have $1 million ready. If someone comes up with a chicken and donuts restaurant where they make chicken sandwich with donuts, we will hunt
We're gonna
you
fix
down.
This problem. Ready? And copyright Deep Fried Geeks.
There you go. Boom. We already got it.
If all world's problems can be solved, we're like copyright Deep Fried Geeks.
August 12, 2015.
We need to try that. I think that's a good idea.
I think it's
we
could
do
sandwich.
It easily too. We could just go to like KFC.
Yeah.
Get a bucket of, and then go to Krispy Kreme. Place and then
throw it again. It's like a double down, double donut down.
Oh man, that sounds amazing. What are some other things you would want to use donut as a bun for? How about a BLT?
A BLT, maybe. I don't know about the LT.
I don't know
though.
About the LT. Yeah,
might be a little.
A Reuben.
I would try a Reuben.
Sauerkraut
and corned beef. Yeah,
and donut. That'd be pretty amazing.
Like a they make the Thanksgiving dinner sandwiches where they put like. Turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes.
Oh, I'm getting
and,
so off topic again.
But that, put that on a donut.
Have you ever been to Earl of Sandwich?
I have been
Disney
to Earl
World?
Of Sandwich. I love
and
Earl of
Sandwich. And have the holiday sandwich.
Have,
oh my gosh.
That is,
they put the cranberry sauce and the turkey and the stuffing.
Oh,
I want to go to Earl of Sandwich.
I love Earl of Sandwich. They have so many good sandwiches.
Oh man, yes they do. They don't have a donut sandwich though.
Hook us up. We'll take some money rights on the donut, the deep fried geek.
What's your favorite accompaniment to a donut? Coffee?
Donuts, milk.
Milk? Milk is a good accompaniment. Donut. Bacon is a good accompaniment because it's breakfast time.
Mm-hmm.
Water, I guess.
Yeah.
Beer. So, do you think Krispy Kremes is the... beating everybody in as the essential go-to donut place now.
I think it's one of the, like, because it's not like Dunkin' Donuts where, you know, you have a lot of options versus Krispy Kreme. They already know, it's already kind of, their staple is the bit nut, the fried glazed donut.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, you go to a Krispy Kreme like, I want to try a cake donut. No, try this one.
And they do have some other varieties, too. But I think generally everybody.
But if you're like in a hurry, I mean, Dunkin' Donuts, you can get donuts pretty quick. But Krispy Kreme, just grab the box, you're out, you're done. And you can buy like all over the place.
Yeah, you can. Have you been to an actual Krispy Kreme standalone building yet? They're amazing. We should go to one because it's a conveyor belt of donuts.
That sounds amazing.
It's basically
lay at the bottom
like
of the conveyor belt.
A big machine. And it's making the dough. So it's like popping doughs in and it goes up like in elevators. And then it, like, has these little stick things that form the donuts. And it forms it. And then it drops it down a conveyor belt into the hot grease. And then it has these other stick things that go and flip the donut over.
Yeah.
And then it goes right... And then it goes down this little river of hot grease. Right up on the conveyor belt. And then it has a machine, a waterfall of glaze that it goes under. I think I got pictures I'll show to you.
Yeah.
My wife and Larry had to pull me away from a window.
But I was watching
these donuts for like a half an hour. Because it was
mesmerizing. Time to go, Matt. Time to go. No! Five more minutes!
It was like going to Disney World.
It's like drooling like Homer. It's like,
exactly. It was pretty awesome. So, wrapping up our food talk like we always do.
Yep.
We already talked about best donut you've ever had. But do you have a specific donut memory? So, like I always say, food is only as good as the memories that are associated with it. So,
not true.
The memories make the food better.
I agree with that, though.
The memories make the food better. So, do you have a specific donut memory that you think of when you think of donuts?
No.
I'm gonna. You keep thinking.
Yeah.
All right. I'll tell you my story.
Okay.
This isn't a very old story. This story is maybe 4 years old. I went on a mission trip. With the church, and I was in charge. That's a whole nother story. But I was in charge of the food all week long.
Oh.
And
that's
then
dangerous
plan. It was horrible.
Everything's deep fried.
It was me cooking for 50 people.
Oh
every
my
day
gosh! I don't doubt
dinner.
That. Poor Maddie, man.
It was pretty interesting. But at the end, we went and we stayed at Florida State Campus, I think. We stayed at a church at the Florida State Campus.
Up in, not Gainesville, up in, think I'm at, I can't even remember.
Yeah.
It's not Tallahassee, is it?
Tallahassee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe it was Gainesville. Maybe it was
UF?
Up there. I think it was UF, actually. Okay. And so we stayed there, and we stayed in this little church, and down in their basement where they had youth groups, and everybody had sleeping bags. And then in the morning, the youth leader wakes up, and he's like, hey, when we were driving in, we saw Krispy Kreme. So we're going to surprise the kids with Krispy Kreme donuts. So I was in charge of watching the kids with a couple other adults. Everybody left. They came back, and they literally had, I think, like 25 boxes.
25 boxes?
Of Krispy Kreme donuts.
That's just beautiful.
Like, it was no, maybe, I think 20 dozen is what they got.
20 dozen? That's still a lot, though.
Maybe I'm, maybe.
Because usually there's like six in a box, aren't they?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And they walked in, and like everybody there, like almost had a heart attack. We had 50 kids,
yeah.
So two donuts a piece. So maybe they got more like 10 or 15 dozen, but it was a lot of donuts.
That's a lot.
And
of
when
donuts.
They walked in, it was like they had three people walking.
So
with
like
stacks
there was like
a
angelic choir behind them. Going,
it was amazing,
hallelujah.
And the smell just enveloped the whole.
It's like
room.
A wall, just like a deep fog came in across the room.
It was pretty beautiful.
And wafted, and they all like rose, like in cartoons where their noses like smell something good. They just start floating towards the object.
Yeah, and I think I ate probably over six. So that's a very vivid memory for me. And then another memory, having more of a childhood memory, is I grew up in Michigan, and so you had all the orchards and stuff.
Yeah.
And every fall, you would go to the apple orchards.
Apple picking.
And you would pick apples, and then you would have hot cider and donuts in
the
morning.
That does sound good.
Stuff.
Hot cider and donuts.
Hot cider and donuts. Mm. And it was pretty amazing. And there's a lot of good memories doing that and going to the orchards and stuff like that. So did you think of any donut memories?
No.
No.
You know me. I don't think of it. I don't keep memories about food. I'm too busy eating.
You get busy eating.
We'll
or
make
you get
some
busy
donut
starving.
Memories together. We'll go to Universal. And
as Morgan Freeman might say, you get busy eating or get busy starving.
Does he really?
No,
he
get, busy,
say?
Get busy living or get busy dying.
I want to hear Morgan Freeman say that.
There was a time in my life when all I did was eat food. And I love to narrate about my food.
So, Tom, if people want to share their favorite donut memories with us,
because there's just so many ways, there's so many types of donuts, so many ways to prepare the donut toppings. Let us know your donuts and your donut memories. Because, dadgummit, just because I haven't tried it doesn't mean I don't want to try it. So, tell us what your donut is. Maybe we're going
to
eat it.
Right. So where can they go to share this stuff with us, Tommy?
Well, there's a few options, really. We have it on Facebook, Deep Fried Geeks, Twitter, at Deep Fried Geeks, and also on Instagram, Deep Fried Geeks.
Yes, you can make a cool little meme, like a picture, and then put some words on it.
Meme words?
That'd
donuts!
That'd be cool. That would be sweet, too. You can always email us.
Or take
us.
Pictures of donuts on Instagram.
Oh, right? Yes, and send those
tag
to us.
Tag us in that. We'll definitely be all over that.
Oh, man.
Nom, 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 nom. Put it in my mouth. Put it on my Instagrams.
Ooh, donuts, man. I want some donuts now. And you can always email me some donut stories if you wanted to at mattman.blog@gmail.com. And we'll share those. Thanks for indulging in our donut talk. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Geek news.
Well, let's get some of this super geek news going right now.
Holy crap.
Holy crap.
Our new Rogue One trailer got
Holy
released.
Crap.
I think it was last night
Yesterday,
on the Olympics.
I believe it was, yeah.
Yes. Have you been watching the Olympics at all?
No.
No, me neither.
forget the Olympics. Rogue One.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yes, I did.
How did it make you feel inside?
I was like, ooh, I didn't know that's where they were going with this. It's almost like a literal Suicide Squad where he's like there. She's building up this group of like almost misfits of the galaxy.
Yep.
To team up and steal the plans for the Death Star.
That's what it looked like to me.
A ragtag team to take out the Empire.
Hopefully it's better than Suicide Squad.
It's Star Wars. How could it not be better than Suicide Squad? Even like the worst Star Wars movie is better than Suicide Squad. Some may argue against that, but there's going to be the Suicide Squad Extended Edition. It's going to be better.
Right, and it looked like she was forming a ragtag group, for sure. It looks very rugged.
Yeah.
And
because isn't it just more dark? Because it's one of those things dark. Like it's in that shadow period between 3 and 4, where the Empire is like literally like destroying other planets and pulling right. people into its rule. So it's that dark period of civil unrest.
I'm excited to see that. Yeah. And then what did we? So a little bit spoilers. So if you haven't seen it yet, pause because we're gonna spoil or something. At the end, what do you get?
You get a little bit of your Vader action going.
You get a little bit of Darth Vader action.
Literally, all it's like,
yeah,
and done.
You go, and you see the back of his helmet really yep. quick. And that's it.
That's
but
it.
Enough to get you excited it's and enough. Titillated.
It's enough.
And ready to go. I was like, yes.
Bring so, on the Force. Yeah.
So if you don't know, you know I'm not going to tell you. But you get Vader because we're going back in time. It's a prequel. If you're listening to us talk about this, you know what it is.
I mean, if you don't know where this fits in, if you don't even know what Star Wars is, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
So pretty exciting.
Shut a donut in your mouth and just be quiet.
And that's coming quicker than you would think. It's yeah. like December 12th, I think,
something
is
like that, holiday
date.
Season. I mean, that's only a couple months down, 3 months down the road pretty much, yeah. and boom, we're there.
So we go from super exciting, great news to news that's going to make you cry.
Going to make you cry.
Disney World is getting rid of the electrical parade.
It is.
Being shut down.
Oh, man.
It's going to be showing one last time at Disney World on October 9th, I believe was the date.
Really?
And then they're
there
taking
such
it.
Cool floats in that though.
Very cool. And then they're taking it to Disneyland.
What?
To kind of do a last hurrah.
Oh.
For all of 2017. And then it's going away forever. Kind of sad.
Into the Disney Vault forever?
Yes. The Disney Vault is evil.
I agree. They put all the best movies.
Yes.
It's going to be buried next to like the Nautilus and all that stuff.
If you don't know, the Electrical Parade is a nighttime parade show yep. at Disney World. It's been going on since the 1970s, believe it or not.
I can believe that.
And basically they have floats and stuff, but they're lit up with lights so you can see them. And so they get all glowy
it's
stuff.
All very
and
bright colors
and
lights. It's really cool.
Yeah, very, very cool parade. So if you live in Florida and you haven't seen it,
yeah,
go
get,
see.
Get there ASAP. Yeah.
I would get there.
They've
super
already got
early.
Rid of the Osborne Light Show.
Yeah, now
is Disney like anti lights? Is that what's going on? They're just shutting anything
Disney,
with lights down?
I think Disney is turning into let's make everything pop culture that's making us money.
Well, it's working, I guess.
And I love Disney, but that's really the direction it seems like they're going
stinking
into.
Futurists and
Frozen
Disney.
Made us millions of money, let's make everything Frozen. Star
yeah.
Wars making us money, let's make everything Star Wars.
Well, I don't have a problem with that, but
I don't either, but that's definitely
you're right,
seems
but
the
that's any business
in.
Has to adapt.
They do. You're correct.
It can't stay stagnant or it will go broke.
So any of our Disney files, if you haven't heard that news, we apologize that we just broke your heart.
Sorry.
But more news. Dolph Lundgren. You know who
Dolph
Lundgren,
Lundgren
is?
He-Man?
He-Man? He was also known in... He's also in the Expendable movies,
yep.
a little newer. He's best known as a 1990s action star.
He pretty much was all over the place. Late 80s, early 90s. Yep,
yeah, he's in He-Man. He was in Rocky VI.
Six.
Is the
yeah.
Russian who
Ivan
killed
Drago.
Apollo Creed. Yep.
Punched in Drago. One hit. Pow!
So he has been cast in Arrow, the television series, as the villain for the new series in the flashbacks. So when they always do the
yep.
flashback memories, he is the villain from the flashback memories in this next season. I think that's pretty cool.
I think that'd be pretty
it's
cool.
It's kind of exciting. They haven't really
he's
listed
pretty, he's
who
an
he
interesting
is
man,
be,
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Has his master's degree in chemical engineering from MIT.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That's
he's
very interesting.
Very smart a, man, and he just wanted to be an actor. Why not? What the heck?
That's
I'll be
pretty
a man.
Sweet. He doesn't come off as a smart guy.
No offense. Don't hurt him.
Sorry, Dolph.
But it's interesting. I thought that was really cool.
So that was kind of cool news to share. Rumor mill is that a young Lando Calrissian is being cast in the new Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
The main runner-up that they're talking about, do you know who it is?
I have an idea.
Who is it?
Because it's right there on okay. the screen. Donald Glover.
They're really talking about Donald Glover playing Lando Calrissian. Well, there's a bunch of other people kind of stepping in and wanting to play him as well. Michael B. Jordan, which kind of makes sense to me.
That makes a little more
Xavier
sense.
Woods from the WWE came out on Twitter and said that he wants to play him as well.
Oh, that is
Yeah, lots of other people. I'm sure any young black actor would love to play Lando.
Not Jaden Smith. I'm sorry, you can't be Lando. That's too far.
Yeah, that's way too young, I think.
No, not the age. It's just he's crazy.
He's a little crazy.
A little out left
skirt wearing Jaden Smith.
If it's a kilt, go for it. But if it's not a kilt, what's up, dude?
So I'm not trying to be controversial. This is an actual question.
Okay.
Would you be okay with them changing the race of Lando Calrissian?
That wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't make any sense. But they've done that in other things.
Yeah, but that,
Harry Potter, Hermione Granger went from white Hermione in the movies to black Hermione in the play.
It wasn't really expressed in the book what race she was.
Wasn't in the movie.
No. Well, it was quite obvious in the movie, yes. But they're basing the more of this on the books.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter, in my opinion. But Lando is black in the original Star Wars. It's not like they're based it off a book.
Right.
They made the movie. It'd be weird to have a white Lando.
It would be weird. They would never do that.
No, it would just be bad.
Okay, all right.
Keep Lando black!
I was thinking of actors that could play him. And I was does he have to be black?
Yes.
And I guess you're right, he does. Okay.
See, some people be like, keep this person white. Keep Johnny Storm white. That I don't care about. Lando's got to be black. That's all we care about. Keep him black.
Do you have any people that you think would be a good Lando Calrissian?
I do like the idea of Michael B. Jordan. I think, you know, with Creed and...
I think he's smooth enough to play.
He's okay in Fantastic Four. I still haven't seen it, but...
Yeah.
I wonder if he was in something else I saw.
A couple good TV shows and stuff. I think Michael B. Jordan, that would be
Brandon Jackson? I can't remember his full name. He played in the Percy Jackson movies.
Okay.
And he was in a lot of random stuff, but I think he could probably play Lando pretty well.
Probably. I think I agree with that as well.
Samuel Jackson.
He's probably too old.
No. It's just Sam Jackson can do anything.
All right.
It wouldn't make any sense to have like Mace Windu.
I'm so confused right now.
No, I'm Lando.
Why is Mace Windu Lando?
Mother F, I'm Lando Calrissian.
I'm Mother F Lando Calrissian. Kevin Smith is to direct another Flash episode.
Yeah.
And also a Supergirl episode released.
Yep.
So he's crying and is all
He's just like everywhere.
He might be at the peak of his popularity right now.
Yeah, pretty much. It's Kev time, maybe.
I think Kev is at the peak of his popularity right now. It's good to be Kev Smith.
It's good to be Kev.
So that's kind of cool. Snoogans. So, Snoochie Boochie.
Snoochie Boochie.
So. Look forward to that. It'd be cool to see him direct a Supergirl. He put on Twitter and Facebook that I don't know if you know this, Tom, but years ago he had written a script for a movie that was to come out about Superman.
I do.
They're going to call it Superman Lives.
Yep.
So
if you've ever seen The Evening with Kevin Smith 1, he kind of talks about that experience. Okay. And it's very odd and funny.
Okay, I'll have to watch that because I've never heard his actual stories about it. And then they made a documentary called The Death of Superman Lives about it as well.
Yeah, how it didn't actually get screen time.
Yeah. So what CW did for Kevin is they named this episode. It has nothing to do with the episode, but they're naming the episode Supergirl Lives.
That's pretty cool. That's
kind of neat. Kind of full turnaround idea. So that's kind of cool news. More DC news. Black Manta has been revealed to be the villain in the Aquaman movie.
Okay, that makes sense.
Thought that was kind of cool, too. What about Idris Elba for Lando Calrissian? Is he too old?
He's slightly too old, but that would be awesome.
That would be cool. Okay, sorry, off topic.
He'd be I think he's taller than technically Billy Dee Williams is.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a really like an older, beefy Lando. Like, what happened to you? When I last saw you, you were nice and cut. Now you're little.
What do you think about Black Manta as Aquaman?
I don't know much about Aquaman, but sure, why not make him a Manta? That sounds like a bad guy for a man who lives under the sea.
From what I know about Black Manta is it's a man in a costume, like a robot costume.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like that's all I really know.
Like
I don't
scuba,
know a
robotic
of,
scuba
suit. He's kind of Aquaman's main villain, though. Okay. Yeah. Luke Cage full trailer, Tom.
Oh, that was awesome.
It's really good, right?
Can't wait.
They're really playing up the whole Harlem vibe and in the city
the
of, Harlem,
of Harlem
and being the heart of Harlem and the rap music and the soul music and
the bulletproof.
Making Luke Cage look like an absolute badass.
B.A. Luke Cage.
It looks like the villain is going to be like a drug dealer or something.
Something like that. It's one of those kingpin wannabe guys.
Yeah. Looks super cool. I'm excited to see it. I'll probably binge watch that thing, man, because it looks super fun.
It does look cool.
It looks like they're grabbing the tone perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix is really good at making me excited for trailers. Daredevil was awesome, too.
Daredevil's so good. Got to see Charlie Cox. It was awesome.
Yes, you did meet Charlie Cox at
Tampa Comic Con.
Tampa Bay Comic Con. Is he pretty cool, dude?
He's pretty cool. He's really, like, high-spirited and stuff. He wasn't like, hey, here you go.
That's good. That's a good thing.
And his middle name is the same as mine.
That's pretty awesome.
All right?
It's Thomas.
Thomas.
Yes.
Thomas.
Thomas, which is weird. Two middle names.
Right, and they're both Thomas.
I need to hear a story of that.
I need to hear it, too. So we got to find you, Charlie Cox.
Yes.
And we're going to
Charlie Cox! If anybody knows Charlie Cox, have him tell us why he has two middle names.
Yeah, or talk to us in general.
We could
we'll take what we get.
We could try to tweet him.
Charlie, the real Charlie Cox. I don't know. However, like, cliche celebrities call
at so. Real Charlie Cox. At verified Charlie Cox. At the real Cox. That's what my Twitter name would be. At the real Cox.
At the real Cox.
So final geek news. Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, I love those movies.
They're having a new movie come out. That kind of surprised me.
I know. It's been quite a while, actually. Yeah,
a long
2011
time.
2011 or 12 was when...
Been greenlit for production. The final
Birds of Dawn trailer came out.
The final book is A Silver Chair. Very
first book
weird.
Is A Silver Chair.
No. Final book, Silver Chair.
Magician's Nephew, the first book. Okay.
Yeah, first book is Magician's Nephew.
I thought there were seven books. Or is there five?
There's seven books. No.
And this
seven
is
books.
And what is it? So it's Magician's Nephew, then the Chronicles.
Nephew.
Then
Prince
Caspian.
Magician's Nephew, Horse and His Boy.
Horse and His Boy.
Then Chronicles.
Then Prince Caspian, Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Yeah.
And then something else, then the Silver Chair, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to look it up and Google it. For the guy with the Narnia tattoo, you think he would know?
Mr. Tumnus.
We are Googling how many books there are Chronicles of Narnia and the order they came in.
It's the Chronic. What Cools of Narnia?
That's pretty good. Chronicles of Narnia books. So as far as I know, The Silver Chair is the final book.
I think you're right now that you mention it, because you're right. The Magician's Nephew was... What a oh, here they are.
Da-da-da-da. You got them?
They're right there.
Okay.
Click on that.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Play music for you.
Too far.
Okay, here we go. Oh, Last Battle.
The Last Battle.
Okay. So, Nation Order.
That's what
So Language Wardrobe was public?
That was published first, but doesn't necessarily mean it was in... That's the first
book. Okay.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so in there's a way they want you to... That they have that they release them, and they release them for you to read them a certain way. Because The Magician's Nephew is a prequel story. So they say that you should... So the official Narnia.com... tells you they should be read The Magician's Nephew, then The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, The Horse and His Boy, Prince Caspian, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. So two separate books. Prince Caspian, then The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Yeah, those are two separate movies.
The Silver Chair and The Last Battle.
So they skipped The Horse and His Boy. They didn't do that.
They didn't do that one. And they didn't do The Magician's Nephew either.
No.
Yeah, so seven books. The Horse and His Boy is really good, too, but... The thing with Horse and His Boy is it is not a Pevensey story.
Oh, so that's probably
why
they
does not
do
follow
it.
Edmund
well,
Lucy.
Well, the same thing with Magician's Nephew, though, if memory serves you right. Susan!
The Magician's Nephew does not follow them either, but it's a really good prequel story, mm-hmm. and it shows you kind of how the whole world came to be.
The Narnia itself.
The starting of the White Witch and all that. So, very good book series. If you've never read the Chronicles of Narnia book series, you should read
it.
I'm
watch those movies.
Silver Chair, I'll need to reread The Silver Chair, too. Because I think I might be getting its story mixed up with The Last Battle. But I was just surprised that that's coming into production and that they're coming out with that.
It's interesting, because most of them are all grown up now.
Yeah,
they're not kids anymore.
I would think. So it should be pretty neat and interesting to kind of see the direction they go with that. So that's all I got for Geeky News, Tom. Got anything you think I missed?
I think that's good. We hit everybody on the head.
Good time to be a geek.
All right.
Lots of good stuff coming out. If you decide that you want us to be talking about other things, we're here for you.
I mean, if you like the Olympics, you're an Olympics geek.
We'll talk about some Olympics for you.
Why not? We'll talk about Michael Phelps is on fire again. Thunk it. Even though he's a swimmer.
You know he is the most decorated Olympian ever.
Yeah, he's
ever.
Broken what a record that's a couple like almost a thousand over yeah. a thousand years old or whatever they said.
Who knows that? Who knew that a pot smoking guy could be an awesome?
I saw
athlete,
a meme.
Right?
That was like losers don't smoke pot, champions do.
That's pretty funny. We're no way condoning pot smoking.
No, just smoking. But also I saw another meme that was like
make fun of Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt, two champions who smoke pot to relax.
Watch some Olympics and keep calm
and geek on. Pot finger.